I think from the perspective of the international community, in thinking about standards for anti-money laundering legislation and also activities to counter terrorist financing, it would certainly be encouraged to upgrade local standards. But then from the perspective of an international body like the Financial Action Task Force, unless they change the way that they govern themselves, not just with Iran, but with other countries, it's not going to be acceptable to them fully. You know, they may encourage it. They may say, okay, this is a good first step. Now let's build on this. But from their perspective, in guarding the international financial system, they would probably feel like if they're making an exception here for Iran, then they're going to need to make an exception for other countries. And that is something that will not align with what they believe their goal is, or what they state their goal is, which is combating global terrorist financing and money laundering.